I should perhaps begin by introducing Stick. Stick's been with me for a while now, and he's my security blanket tonight because I'm very nervous. I'll start off, I've got some taxi stories. Everybody likes taxi stories. I'll tell you a nice taxi story to start with. It's not about COVID. I had this old lady in my car. She was 98. And I said, gosh, you know, you're 30 years older than me. What were you doing when you were 30? She says, I was living in Christchurch and having a bloody great time. And I said, yeah. And she said, and then I got married. And he died too young. And I've been on my own for a long time. I said, have you ever thought of being hitched again? She said, well, they were okay to go out with, but I didn't want them in my bed. My confession to you is that during COVID, I've had a bloody great time. I have been excited. I really have. I have lived, I have slept every night with my laptop beside my bed. First thing in the morning, I would make a coffee and I would go to The Guardian and I would see whether Trump's blown us up yet. I would go to coronavirus, I would go to Worldometer and I would look and see what the death rates were. And I confess to you that when the United States of America hit 5,000 deaths in a day, I was ecstatic. Now that may mean that I lack empathy, but really, it was extraordinary. 5,000 deaths in a day. I started to get excited about COVID when I had realized that something was going on in China in December of 2019. There were rumors that a novel coronavirus was on the loose in China. On the 20th of January, China closed down a city of 11 million people. Imagine that, Wuhan in lockdown, 11 million people. On the 13th of February, an Uber driver, this is a taxi story, sorry, an Uber driver. Oh, look, we know that Ubers aren't taxis, okay? What? Uber is a vehicle for a multinational corporation to exploit poor wage conditions in societies like ours so that they can make money for their shareholders. We understand that, don't we? So Uber's not a taxi, but in this case, an Uber pulled into a A&E in London with their first coronavirus person. She had recently arrived from China and she got tested and they sent her home. And they said in the paper that the Uber driver was probably safe because you needed to be present with the person with COVID for 15 minutes about, and 2 meters seemed like a fair distance to be apart. 2 days later, China was disinfecting its money. And that, in my opinion, was a hint big enough to sit on, as my mother used to say. She would also say, touch wood, don't put umbrellas up inside, don't walk under ladders, say white rabbits if you saw a black cat, and give someone a coin if they give you a knife. However, in this case, she may have been right. It was a hint big enough to sit on. UK didn't get it. I'm sorry. It was important to hear from Roz tonight, but the UK was running neck and neck with Italy for the most deaths per million people in the world. Tragedy. And yet, was a hint big enough to sit on, eh? China was disinfecting its money. I got another taxi story, because I've only got a minute left. I was running this person out to the airport, and I said, it was the day after, I think, that Trump got defeated by Joe Biden, and I said, well, the world's a safer place today. She said, I feel quite sorry for him. And I said, I haven't had a Trump supporter in my car before. Tell me about that. She said, well, he tried so hard. I was silenced. I was silent, dropped her off. And I thought, well, that's about trying hard being elevated to the status of a virtue, really, isn't it? It makes no sense at all. But so much of this hasn't made any sense. None at all. I have shielded myself during this time because I am a rational skeptic, and I have shielded myself by using Occam's razor. And Occam's razor said, when you're looking for an explanation, do not add entities. And 5G is an entity that has been added. There is absolutely no reason. We have had germ theory for maybe 1,000 years. They've known about viruses since 1890. We know what causes this. 5G, it's just adding an entity. The other thing about Occam's razor, there's another way of seeing it, is if you hear hoofbeats in the night, think horses, not zebras. Okay? Thank you.